Good afternoon, everyone. This is your host, David John Oates, for the Weekly Reverse Speed Show. Very nice to welcome you all again to the program, and I hope you enjoy what we have for you today. Today, I'm going to have a guest on for the whole 2 hours, and his name is Brett Alroy, and he has a master's degree in applied linguistics. He's been doing reverse speech for over 10 years now. I'm sure he will fill me in on the exact time. He's a reverse speech investigator and has made a lot of what I consider to be very valuable contributions to the field. Brett, are you with us?
Yes, hello, David.
Hey, Brett, how are you, sir?
Not too bad. It's very early in the morning for us, isn't it, David?
Yes, it is. Yes, my radio show starts at 6:30 in the morning, my time, and 7 o'clock your time. So,
yeah, 7 o'clock my time, yeah, that's it. I'm half an hour in front of you.
Yeah. Now, you're up to the Gold Coast, aren't you?
I'm on the Gold Coast. For your American listeners, that's on the east coast of Australia, about halfway up on the map. Just right on the Queensland New South Wales border. Yeah, so it's my hometown. I'm back here, living on the Gold Coast. Been here for a few years now. Yeah, and so it is pretty good up here. But I came down to visit you a few months ago in Adelaide.
Right. Yes, when we were filming the documentary. It's good to
that was fun.
You on that? Yeah, that was a lot of fun. Yeah, we should be getting a trailer out very soon. In the next 2 or 3 weeks, so they're working on the trailer right now. So, and then we've got another batch of filming to do in America in a couple of months. So,
right, okay,
we've got to get Jeff Rance and Jeff Toth, of course, my right hand man, and a couple of analysts in Portland, Oregon, and one from Canada. So we've still got a bit of filming to do yet, but it is all in the work and it is all happening. So that's great.
Great. Yes. Well, I've been. I've actually been started in reverse speech. Actually, it was 19 years ago.
19 years 19 ago.
19 years ago. Because it was. I remember it was 1997. Uh-huh. 1997. Right. I saw one of your newsletters.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know where I saw it. I saw one in newsletters and I thought, well, this is for me. So that's when I, enrolled in, I think, your first, course that you were offering back then.
Right, in 1997. The first course when I got home. Yeah, right. I remember that.
Yeah. No, you were still living in America at the time.
Oh, was I? Oh, okay.
97. Yeah, you came home a bit later than that. But yeah, so it's been 19 years. But I've had several years away from reverse speech, actually. Several years away from it. I was very heavily involved in reverse speech during that period, you know, right up in the early 2000s, the time of Bush Gore and Bin Laden and Afghanistan and things happened like that. And then I went to China for a few years.
Right.
And I still played around with reverse speech for a while there and for a number of years. And then came back to Australia in early 2007. And played around a little bit more with reverse speech, not too much, but 2009 to last year, I actually didn't do any reverse speech at all.
Oh, right. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So it's only really sort of
in the last... You're back in it again. So that's amazing.
I'm back into it again, David. Yeah. And I'm very passionate about it again. Very passionate about it. I'm quite excited to be doing it again. And I you've got some reverses of mine down there.
Uh-huh. Yes, I do. Yes, yes.
And would you like to listen to a few of those goldies?
Why don't we start with the good old ones from the old days? Yes. Okay. Mm. So
you'll find two folders there. One says Afghanistan, and the other says Bush Gore.
Right, yep, got it. Which one am I opening?
Well, we'll go to Afghanistan.
Okay.
And, of course, this was sort of post 2001, you know, September 11 post 2001, and I was doing an enormous number of reversals there when they first went into Afghanistan. And I took a lot of reversals off, you know, the politicians, people like Rumsfeld and people like that. And you've got some on your website still. I'm sitting
right,
there.
I'm sure I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember the one on Bin Laden. I Will Buy You the Palace of Evil. That's one that I played earlier.
That was very, very interesting about Bin Laden, because over the years that I reversed Bin Laden, of course, Bin Laden speaks English, and every time I reversed somebody in a foreign language, they spoke English quite well. So right. I got English reversals from them. But for some reason, he kept on using being evil. And it's not something that I heard from a lot of other public figures I ever reversed. Evil. And it's almost like it's this comedy thing, like, you know, James Bond and, you know, the nemesis Spectre or Get Smart and Chaos. Something like that. So we might have a look at a couple of Bin Ladens, actually. Soon.
Okay.
But first of all, can you go to the Condoleezza Rice one? Go to Rice, Condoleezza.
Right, yeah. Right.
And it's got North People, We Had Deal, Bin Laden Shot.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, all right.
And this was fairly early. And, of course, who the North People are, of course, the Northern Alliance.
Right.
That, you know, the U.S. was trying to support and supply arms to try to, you know, defeat the Taliban back in those early days.
Oh, that's a significant reversal then. Okay. All right, so let's play it forwards. Oops, hang on. Try it again. Here we go.
They are surrounded and eventually they will be destroyed. No, people, we have
deal. Oh, okay, go straight in reversal, sorry. North People, We Had Deal, Bin Laden Shot.
People, we have deal. Bin Laden, People, we have deal.
Oh, hang on, didn't go. Sorry, now we'll do it.
No, people, we have deal. Bin Laden Shot.
Oh, yeah.
No, people, we have deal. Bin Laden Shot.
Wow.
No, people, we have deal. Bin Laden Shot.
Well, that's actually quite clear, isn't it? Well,
it is quite clear. I mean, Bin Laden seems very clear. That's quite interesting, isn't it? Very, very appropriate to the time. Of course, back in those early days, you know, the Bush, the U.S. government was probably wondering where you know Bin Laden's going to be going. You know,
right.
They want to get him, and so I guess there's all kinds of intelligence happening, you know, where they're going to be and all that. And do you remember the one where Bush said, "I heard Libya"?
Yes, I do remember that one. Yes.
Yeah, you got that there. That was actually September 13, 2001, 2 days after September 11.
Oh, right. Oh, interesting. Okay, so here's the forwards.
For our government to handle the crisis. You didn't hear the end of the phone call with the mayor.
This is I Heard Libya.
I heard Libya.
Yeah. So that's interesting. Libya's... Of course.
Go ahead.
Okay, of course, you know, I don't think he was in Libya, but of course you can imagine the intelligence that was happening.
Sure.
At that time, you know, and of course a lot of things happening in Africa with Al-Qaeda also. But what was interesting, though, is there's a Bin Laden there. If you go to BL for Bin Laden, there's a recording that was released in December 2001. So I don't know exactly when he would have made that, but it was released in December 2001. And he seems to say, "Why Libya?"
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, of course, we all know what's happened to Libya now. Now, who was this again? This was...
Bin Laden, oh, right. BL.
Right, got it. Okay, let's play it.
صار التكلفة حتى يضمن خدمة البناء لمساجد الله ولهذا المسجد.
Backwards, why Libya?
أرسل عليه.
Oh no, sorry.
Why Libya?
Well, what did Libya have to do with 911?
That's what Bin Laden was asking.
Oh, right. Okay. Why Libya? Yeah. We want the accolades here.
Yeah, there's actually there's another one. He actually does mention Africa again. It was actually October 8, 2001, Bush, and he seems to say, "Get undesirable, sit tight, it'll be in Africa."
I'll be bothered. Okay, all right, here we go.
We'll rise united.
not only protect ourselves, not only make our homeland as secure as possible, but to bring the evildoers to justice. Get undesirable.
Okay, get undesirable, sit tight, it'll be in Africa.
Get undesirable. Get undesirable.
Oh.
It's high speed will be in your pickups. It's high speed will be in your pickups. It's high speed will be in your pickups.
So two reversals, right, yeah.
Sometimes what I do is actually, intentionally separate them so they're more clearly heard. But
right,
some reversals run straight on to each one.
Yeah, I do the same thing. So.
Yeah, actually, with the Africa, it wasn't really an F, it was actually a B. So it was really Africa.
Oh, really? Oh, let's
play it. It was really Africa, but did you hear that or no?
Hang on, I'll play it again.
It's high speed will be in your pickups. It's high speed will be in your pickups. It's high speed will be in your pickups.
I can hear both, F or B.
Yeah,
which gets down to the subjectivity of reverse speech, which we're going to talk about as the show goes on. So, yes.
Yeah. So. So it's interesting. I guess wondering where he was going, and there's one from the CIA director. Is he CIA director?
Yep. Got it.
Now, I'm not exactly sure of the date. It was probably later 2001, early 2002. I'm not so sure now. But he seems to say, but he was alive at the outset. But he said outset, but you know, I think it's outset. But he was alive at the outset.
Okay, here we go.
Despite the battles we have won in Afghanistan, we remain a nation at war.
But he was alive at the outset.
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 Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, I can hear that. Yeah, at the outset. Yeah.
Yeah, outset. There you go. But what's interesting, in September 2002, Bush was asked whether, he knows Bin Laden's alive. And he was saying, look, I don't know whether he's alive or dead. And he seems to say one of our raids annulled him. One of our raids annulled him. Now, back then, I thought, annulled, does that mean killed? Well, we know that he wasn't killed. But, of course, annulled also means, kind of like...
to make make ineffective.
Yeah, to make... Exactly. So, in some ways... So, the point is, did he just believe that, Al-Qaeda were made, ineffective? At all, or was this actually, or was it an actual subconscious desire for him to want to see him dead? I don't know. But do you want to play it?
Yes. Yeah, now, which one is it? On who?
Bush, one of our raids, annulled him.
Yeah, I was looking for it. I couldn't see it.
It could be under the Bush. Let me have a look under Bush.
Bush terrorist, you bet, was in Tehran.
Not that one. Might not be there now.
Not here. Not that I can see.
No. Okay, we don't seem to have that. Oh, yeah, no. Have a look in the Bush Gore folder.
Ah, okay. And what are we looking for? Here we go. One of our raids annulled him. Got it. Okay. So here we go.
I don't know whether Osama bin Laden is dead or alive. I don't know that.
One of our raids annulled him.
One of our raids annulled him.
This is pretty good intelligence, isn't it? Wow, yeah. So, not killed him, but made ineffective. That's how I would interpret that.
It does seem like that, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yes,
that one you just mentioned. So go on, David.
Oh, no, I was just saying, so when he was saying he didn't know whether Bin Laden was alive or dead, he knew that one of the raids America had made had significantly harmed his ability to make war.
That would be an appropriate interpretation. Back on the other folder, he does say, terrorist, you bet, wasn't Tehran. And that's just Iran. But he wasn't talking about Bin Laden. He was just talking about terrorist groups in general.
Okay.
It's in the other folder.
Yeah, got that. All right, let's play it now.
America must not rest until every terrorist group of global reach has been found, stopped, and defeated.
And terrorists, you bet, was in Tehran. I've never heard any of these reverse threats.
Terrorists, you bet, was in Tehran. Terrorists, you bet, was in Tehran.
Wow.
Terrorists, you bet, was in Tehran.
Absolutely. Certainly that's there. I've never heard any of these. These
yeah.
are not...
I would have sent many of these to you a long, long time ago.
Well, I probably listened to them a long, long time ago.
Right. What do you think of, really? I mean, I find quite a lot of long reversals these days.
Oh, do you really?
I'm very big on, with reversals, I'm very big on reversals being a series of comments. So
right.
rather than sort of one long thing, it's actually a series of shorter comments, one after the other. And that's the way I approach reverse speech a lot these days. And it seems to be either one voice actually making the same comment or different voices taking over. So it's almost like a conversation among people kind of thing, making comments. And so, you know, you hear one voice with one tonality say something, then immediately following, there's another voice making another comment about it. Now,
right.
I find that kind of thing a lot, but you can hear the tonality change. But also, sometimes it's the same voice making a series of comments. There's one there. I think it's one of the first really long ones I ever found, and it's by Abdullah Abdullah, right at the very top there. You see that one?
Hang on. Yep, got it.
Now the thing is, you've actually got a part of that on your website.
The
very first part, because it's one of those ones I had sent to you, but it's really long, and so when we get to the slower ones, you might need to stop after every section so that listeners can actually catch up, because I love this one. I think it's actually there. Sorry, go on, David.
No, keep on going. I accidentally hit the play button.
Okay. Yeah, so Abdullah Abdullah was a spokesperson for the Northern Alliance in the early days of Afghanistan, right? And so, you know, America was supplying the Northern Alliance to defeat Taliban. And he said they blew it up at night. Now, that's what you've got on your website. They blew it up at night. Then it goes on, Powell wasn't there. It's very close to Powell. General Powell, Colin Powell.
Yeah, no, exactly who you're talking about. Yep.
So Powell wasn't there. That is not right. Then they give us this stuff. And that is one long reversal, but for me it's a series of four comments. They blew it up at night. Powell wasn't there. That is not right. Then they give us this stuff. He talks like that.
Right.
So have a go and see if you can actually hear that.
Okay, all right, so here we go.
And later on they will be brought to justice. But to begin with, they are considered prisoners of war, and they will be treated as prisoners of war.
Okay, listen carefully, folks. They blew it up at night. Powell wasn't there. That is not right. Then they gave us this stuff. They give us this stuff, sorry. Okay, here we go.
He blew it up at night. Powell wasn't there. That is not right. Then they give us this stuff.
Oh my God, it's all there. Wow.
Yeah, you can hear it?
Yeah, I can hear that. How's that for a long reverse? All right, here it is at two different speeds.
He blew it up at night. Paul wasn't there. Said it's not right. Then they give us this stuff.
Gee whiz, that's got to be one of the longest reversals I've ever. How many words is that? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. That officially categorizes as the longest legitimate reversal I've ever heard. I use the word legitimate because a lot of people send me long sentences and they're all gibberish, you know, but this is a legit one, so we'll play it again. Oops.
He blew it up at night.
No, no.
He blew it up at night. Paul wasn't there. Then it's not right. Then they give us this stuff.
And again.
He blew it up at night. Paul wasn't there. Then it's not right. Then they give us this stuff.
Wow. It's all there, isn't it?
I tell you, if reverse speech is real, there you go. That's brilliant. It's like they're feeling like they lack support.
Uh-huh.
That they're not getting supplied enough, maybe.
Yeah.
And where's Colin Powell?
Yeah, wow.
There you go.
Was Powell Secretary of State back then? Wasn't he Secretary of State?
I think he was. Yeah, at that time. There's one related to that, and you've got it on your website. It's by Donald Rumsfeld. And he said, you'll probably remember this one. He's talking about the need to strengthen the forces opposed to Al-Qaeda and Taliban. They cannot kill in any force. See that pressure.
All right. How are we going for our break? I don't hear the music yet. So I went over the music last show. I've got to make sure that time. So let's see how we go. Yes, I play this reversal a lot.
Certainly our interest is to strengthen those forces that are opposed to Al-Qaeda and opposed to the Taliban leadership that is so intimately connected to them.
And they cannot kill in any force. See that pressure.
They cannot kill in any force. See that pressure. They cannot kill in any force. See that pressure. They cannot kill in any force. See that pressure.
Yep, it's all there. Excellent.
Yep. Yeah, it was all happening at the same time as, you know, Abdullah said that. So you can see all the link and the connectedness happening there.
Right. Okay.
You're Simone. You made a discovery, an idiom, a metaphor, Simone, many years ago.
Yes.
And Simone was about, the desert wind, the attack in Iraq, wasn't it?
Correct, yeah. Correct. Desert storm, yes.
Just
hold the line, Brett. We're going to our break, okay? So
okay.
Just hold that thought. We'll be back right after this, folks.
Do you struggle with your weight? Are you frustrated or discouraged? Think you've tried everything to lose weight? Tired of weight loss products that promise results and don't deliver? There are 12 main reasons why you struggle with excess weight and have a difficult time losing it. From overeating to hormonal imbalances and underactive thyroid, even sleep problems, and even dieting itself. The truth is, the 12 causes of weight loss problems are all addressed by one product, Royal Velvet. You, yes you, can join the scores of Rinse listeners who have stopped the madness and no longer struggle with weight issues. Maybe you've heard them talk with Jeff about their amazing transformations on his show. Simply go to RoyalVelvetNow.com, click on the weight loss section, and learn the truth about the real reason obesity is a deadly epidemic that you can avoid. Then click on the Rinse icon in the upper right-hand corner and you will be on your way to a healthier, slimmer, more youthful you. RoyalVelvetNow.com. Your life will never be the same.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rinse.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
We are back for part two of our one. My guest is reverse speech investigator Brett Alroy. who has a master's degree in applied linguistics, and I want to talk to him about how he applies those skills to his reverse speech analysis. If you want to call in and talk to us, our toll-free number in America is 844-769-2944. That's 844-769-2944. We'd love to hear from you. Okay, back to you, Brett.
Hi, David. Yeah, of course. Reverse speech is a bit of a difficult animal, isn't it? I mean, you really do need training to be able to do it.
Training. You absolutely need training. It's a lot harder than people realize, and the propensity to imagination is very high. And you only have to do search for YouTube reverse speech videos on YouTube and see some of the amateurs that have put up videos that are just non-existent reversals, just gibberish, you know. So it does take training to learn how to do this properly. Yes, it does. Yes.
Yeah, it's not enough that somebody speaks English. No, there's a lot of nuances in reverse speech. A lot of things happening, and you really need a lot of experience to get it right. And it's about, I don't think anybody can be 100% correct every time with every single thing, but it's about minimizing those errors as much as possible.
That's a good way of putting it, about minimizing those errors, yeah. Yeah, when I do my shows on Jeff French listens to my reversals very precisely, and if I made a mistake, he'll pick it up. He'll say, David, that's not a D, it's a T. And I can listen again, oh, yeah, you're right, I'm sorry. You know, I've been doing it for 33 years, and I still make mistakes. So.
Yeah, of course, if you listen to, one thing that I would suggest to people doing reverse speech is that they spend some time actually listening to little sections of forward speech. And, you know, if you listen to two or three words from somebody speaking natural forward speech and really listen to what's actually happening and how all the linguistic processes are happening, if you listen to forward speech, you can cut sections off and not actually understand what the person is saying.
Right.
You know, and you know what the person is saying because we're listening to the macro. I mean, the holistic thing of it. We're listening to the person saying whole sentences, and that's how we understand a speaker. Of course, we listen to the grammar. It's the grammar in our brain, and the syntax and the context, and that's how we understand people. I mean, we don't understand people by listening to the phonemes and the syllables. So if you just take a section of forward speech, you may not know what it says at all. So that's something to bear in mind when doing reverse speech. But it also helps you to understand what is happening. Because in reverse speech, a lot of the linguistic processes in forward speech are actually happening in reverse speech. A lot. You know, the assimilation of one sound to the following sound, Elysian, where certain sounds disappear at the end of a word, which is really quite natural. So it helps you to set parameters of your judgment of what you can accept or not. Because, I mean, forward speech is really, really imperfect and imprecise when you listen to it very closely.
Yes, it is. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that sometimes trying to transcribe forward speech sections, and I have more trouble doing the forward than I do the reverse sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it is really important to, you've got to listen to the whole thing. But then, I mean, what I do is I don't always trust that. You can't always trust that because, you know, projection happens. And so I always go down and study every little phoneme. Every syllable, and I compare what's happening with every phoneme to what's actually happening with the phonemes in the forward speech. So I'm that careful with it. And it does take me a long time, but I mean, hopefully that reduces error for me.
Okay. So how do the phonemes in forward speech relate to reverse speech?
Well, that's interesting because, there are times when a phoneme being used in forward speech, you get a completely different sound in reverse speech, and yes, that happens. That that happens, definitely. A lot of time I can understand what's happening in reverse speech, related to the forward speech. But that's because of the little strange things that are happening in the forward speech, and all kinds of things happen, and you know, pauses, disturbances in what they're saying, and saying a forward speech suitable in a messy way, and then you know you get reverse speech. So I mean, the subconscious is actually influencing us and affecting us as we're talking. You know, of course, it's communicating itself.
Right.
But it is interesting. I mean, you take for example tea. T in forward speech often gets a fricative sibilant S.
Oh,
so you get a lot of S's behind T's, because what happens to a lot of the stop consonants, like stop consonants like T and P. So you know where the air is stopped and then released. Those are stop consonants, right? And what happens in reverse speech? Some of those stop consonants become fricatives. And by fricatives, the air is released, but in a rough way. Like, you know, if you say vv or vv like that, so there's no stop. So stop consonants often become fricatives in reverse.
Oh.
And amazingly, they actually create grammatically correct sentences doing that. Yeah.
Never ceases to amaze me, reverse speech. It's an amazing, incredible field.
It is. There is so much in it. There really is. There's a couple more I'd like to play about Afghanistan, if I can, David.
Yep, sure. Which one? Yep.
Yeah. There's one more Rumsfeld. There's another Rumsfeld I wanted to play, and I think you've got it on your website, and I found it very fascinating. What happened? In the very same week I found this on the news, there was news about finding some nuclear bomb components in the south of Afghanistan.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah, some nuclear bomb components, some little bits and pieces, right, somewhere in the south of Afghanistan. The same, and in the news they refer to like the triggering device as a shotgun. So they call that little triggering device a shotgun. Now, Rumsfeld said, you see, Rumsfeld, shotgun worked south. You don't say a thing.
I don't see shotgun on Rumsfeld.
Let's just...
Any other file?
Yeah, I'm just looking at Afghanistan. Oh, dear, no.
It's not here.
No, not there. I must have missed it. You've actually got it on your site somewhere. But anyway.
I'm looking at my site right now.
But we were talking about Simone, David. And
yes,
Rumsfeld, you Simone.
Right. Well, it's interesting. When I was doing, this is from 2001, when I was doing the Desert Shield before it came Desert Storm back in 91, I heard the word Simone on Bush. On Bush, Cheney, and Baker. But I have heard it occasionally ever since then. So here we go. Feel Simone, visit in the Asia, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So let's run it forwards.
Obviously, is a regime that is enormously harmful to the Afghan people. Feel Simone.
Okay. Feel Simone, visit in the Asia.
Feel Simone, visit in the Asia. Feel Simone, visit in the Asia. Feel Simone, visit in the Asia.
Certainly there, no doubt about that. Wow.
That was actually October 2001, not long. I mean they had just sort of been, not long after September 11. So, of course, Asia, because once you get to Afghanistan, that's Asia,
yes,
compared to the Middle East.
Right, yes.
Yeah. There's a couple of Bin Laden we might look at, but first of all, do you see Andrew Card?
Andrew Card.
The Card A.
Oh, yeah, got it. Yep.
Now, this is back in January. So he was the White House spokesman. So a spokesman for the White House. So he'd get up there for the Bush administration. Now, he said, he was talking about Afghanistan, and this was just after Tora Bora. So, December 2001 was Tora Bora, the caves on the Afghan-Pakistan border. And that's when Bin Laden disappeared, right?
Uh-huh.
If you can remember your history there.
Yeah.
Now, in January 2002, Andrew Card said, give him Chase Samarka And then he said, and Afghans involved in it.
Samarka. Where's Samarka? What's Samarka?
Well, that's the point. See, of course, with names like this, you know, they could be anywhere. I mean, there could be lots of places called Samarka in the Middle East and Pakistan. They also could be small mountain villages, I guess you'd have to have the intel.
Yeah, you would. Yeah. All right, so give them Chase Samarka and Afghans involved in it. Okay, so let's play it.
I see a need to have the president involved in that kind of conversation because, after all, Secretary Evans did do the right thing.
Okay, here's a reversal.
Even she has some Afghans involved in it.
Even she has some Afghans involved in it.
Yep.
Even she has some Afghans involved in it.
Yes, certainly there, no doubt.
Yeah, so you see the end of Samarka is kind of clipped, but I think I actually separated. I think they probably went straight on. Like, there were two comments, and I sort of just cut it to sort of make more clearly. Yeah. But now, interestingly, Bin Laden released one of his lovely little things in February 2003. So about a year later, this was released in February 2003. Now, of course, when it was released is not the same time he made it. You know, we don't know when he made it, maybe several months before, for example. Now, he says, I left Samarka. I will buy it in India.
Oh, this is Bin Laden. Interesting.
Yeah, you remember this one, David, I think.
Okay, here we go. We'll play it.
فإن تابوا وأقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة فخلوا سبيلهم.
Okay, I left Samarka. I will buy it in India.
Yep.
See, why isn't Intel using reverse speech, man, to get these sort of information?
Interesting, isn't it? I used to get lots of interesting stuff, David. Of course, not all the reversals were clear, but, you know, right. I would hear little bits and pieces that were quite interesting. There was one particular thing. I remember it wasn't a particularly clear reversal, but, and I can't find it anywhere now, but I know it must have said net or internet, and then had certain keywords on it. And I went searching. And I on the net, and I used those keywords, and I found something very, very interesting. I found this kind of this communication site, and it was just one post after another post all the way down the address page. And it looked very, very strange. I'd never seen anything like it before, because I'm not an expert in recognizing, you know, these sites where they pass secret information to each other. But you know, it looked like it. It looked like people were communicating back and forth to each other in a very strange way. And I found that in a reversal.
Right. Do you have that example?
No, I don't. But there was enough in it for me to know it was on the internet, and enough keywords for me to actually find it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. This thing about I will buy it in India, it was a bit strange back then, David, but maybe not so strange in light of where Bin Laden was eventually found. Of course, when they found Bin Laden, he was in Abbottabad or Abbottabad, and that was right next to the Indian border. Basically.
Oh, I see. Right. Go ahead.
You go, David.
Yeah, because you got another reversal that says, feel my scene, I am in India, which I played occasionally.
Oh, right. Yeah, there's also another one, there's plenty of time and be in India as well. That one's actually there.
Right.
You see that one?
So, what's it called?
There's plenty of time and be in India.
On Bin Laden. Oh, yeah, got it here. All right, let's play it. Okay, there's plenty of time, be in India. Huh. I'm hearing an extra syllable there. There's plenty of time and be in India.
Yeah, that's right. It is and. Yeah, it is and. There's plenty of time and be in India. Yeah, that's right. Exactly. So, exactly. That was October 2002 release. But, of course, see, Abbottabad is right next to Kashmir you know, the disputed area of Kashmir, and it's about 50 miles from the Indian border. So you can imagine what I was finding was bin Laden was moving across that northwest frontier, you know, from Tora Bora, when he left Tora Bora in Afghanistan. And everything I was finding was telling me he was moving for quite a while across that area between Afghanistan and India, or Kashmir. I mean, he said India. He probably wasn't in India proper, but he might have actually moved across the border into Kashmir. So to differentiate it from Pakistan, you know, the subconscious said India.
Yeah, wasn't Pakistan part of India at one stage?
Yeah, it was, but I think back in 1948, they separated it. The Muslims wanted their own place. But they've been in dispute with Kashmir ever since, in between. Yeah. There is actually one there. I would like you to play it, but the audio is not good. But it's really quite interesting, and maybe you might need to stop it after a couple of words so that people can hear it properly. But in October 2002, there was a release, and he said Pakistani Accord. Don't need a hammer. Okay, and then it kind of sounds like he said, mustn't cell phone, here they've got it, so don't use a cell phone, for example. But that was interesting because we know that he must have had an agreement with Pakistan to stay there.
Interesting.
Yeah,
all right.
Just play that first part. Pakistani Accord, don't need a hammer, because he doesn't need the bash, he doesn't need to force it. Because an accord is just an agreement, right?
Okay, so here we go. Here's the Fords. Okay, so the first half of the reverse is Pakistani Accord, don't need a hammer. Yep. Yep, absolutely. So he was there with the permission and knowledge of the Pakistani government is what you're saying. Yeah.
That sounds like it, especially in, if you look at Abbottabad where he was, see a lot of that northwest frontier was actually controlled by Taliban. And it's only those couple of provinces around Abbottabad that were actually controlled by the government.
Okay. So here's the next half of the reversal. Mustn't cell phone, here they've got it. Ooh.
No, hang on. You've got it mixed up there. You start playing Don't Need a Hammer.
Oh, okay. Mustn't cell phone, here they've got it. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, it's not clear.
I can hear it. It's not clear, but I can hear it. Yep.
Yeah. There's some interesting ones. Sometimes I would hear ones about... it's getting a bit late too. Yeah. I would like to be able to talk a bit about Bush and Gore together if I can. We might have to jump things a little bit. But before we move on from bin Laden, there's one thing I would like you to have a go at, David.
Yep.
There's a really, really super long one. And it starts with I shot Rabaul Rasiwi. Can you see that one?
I shot
Rabaul Rasiwi.
Yep, got it. Yep. Yep.
Yeah. I found something like about six or seven comments behind that forward speech. Now, have a go at it. I mean, play one at a time and then maybe stop and listen to the next one. Tell me if you think it's all there. So the first one is, it goes like this. I shot Rabaul Rasiwi, kill him the night. He fell off the leader. I shot evil Lucifer. More Russian. Well, he actually said more Russian. More Russian, I be Arab. A dark knife, I kill man, I know, hurts,
excuse
silly
me?
Lesson. Not often we know dealer by now. Now, this is a super long thing.
What? God, it's a super long thing.
So just play one section and see if you can actually hear it, David.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
بين بريطانيا وفرنسا للاستحواذ على أمريكا وقع الطرفان في أزمة اقتصادية كبيرة مما دفع القادة لفرض الضرائب على الشعوب.
I won't play all the forwards, doesn't mean anything. I shot Rabaul Rasiwi, killing the knight. He fell off the leader. I shot evil Lucifer. Russian, I be Arab, a dark knight. Knife. And what's after that?
I kill man, I know hurt silly lesson, not often we know dealer by name.
Whoa, all
so
right.
You just have to play one section at a time and maybe stop.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can hear that. Then he fell off the leader. Oh, you're playing it three times.
Yep.
And then he fell off the leader.
Yep.
And then I shot evil Lucifer, more Russian. And then more Russian, I be Arab. Couldn't get that. What's that one? A dark knife. And what's the next one?
I kill man, I know, hurts silly lesson. Not often we know dealer by name.
Okay. I'll be bothered. And last one. Oh, yeah, here we go. Wow.
Yeah. In that last one, it was actually one long one. I actually was separating, so you heard a sort of cut at the end. But it actually continues straight through. So it was three separate comments.
I figured that. Wow, yeah. that's a long reversal. Wow.
It is. Yeah. Do you remember the Gaddafi, Muammar Gaddafi ones I sent you? You've got them on your site, like I'm a beautiful person.
Oh, okay, I've got that one here. Let's play it.
Some of those were so funny. I mean, he was absolutely hilarious sometimes. He sort of reminded me of this, you know, if he wasn't a dictator, he would be a Paris fashion designer.
Right.
But you got a couple there, like, I'm a beautiful person, and can I use the F word?
You can, well, we can play it on the reversal, but you can't say it.
Okay, yeah, so the F word, laughing man.
Okay, all right, here we go.
وانا شايف الوطن العربي وشايف التفريق العربي والانهيار العربي على طريق التفاشل على طريق التفاشل على طريق التفاشل.
Where's the F word? Where was that one? Is that
the F laughing man, do you see it there?
It's not
the
in
first
that
one.
I'm a beautiful person.
You should see four Gaddafis.
Oh, right, okay, I'm sorry, right, yes, I'm, okay, so F and Larson Man, okay, here we go. Oh, yeah. Certainly there. Yep.
Yeah, I actually couldn't hear the audio then. That seemed to have disappeared, but I can hear you. There is one more there, and I think he's talking about Bush being a Texan, and he says, he has buffalo look. He's an American. I hear you're horsey.
Okay. All right. He has buffalo look. He's American. I hear you're horsey. All right. Uh, Okay, he has buffalo look. He's an American. I hear your hussy. I'll be Bobby. Yep.
Okay.
That's our break. Brett, just hang on the line. We'll be back right after this, folks. Don't touch that keyboard.
I'd like to invite you to take a look at some of the most important products in the realm of health and hygiene I've ever seen, all from Trioxy. As many of you know, ozone oxygen is highly effective for many different uses in the home or office place, from purifying the air you breathe to the water you drink. In fact, the city of Los Angeles, among others, uses ozone to purify the drinking water for millions. Uses of ozonated water produced by the Trioxy Pure include washing your hands, disinfecting cuts and infections, brushing your teeth, and even washing and sanitizing fruits and vegetables in the kitchen. Meanwhile, the Trioxy Re-Ion ozone negative ion generator will clean your indoor air of pollen, smoke, odors, mold, bacteria, and viruses, and more, and will put extra oxygen into your bloodstream and clean your body just by you being there. I hope you'll drop by and visit GoHealthyNext.com and take a look. The prices are more than affordable and the results are priceless. That's GoHealthyNext.com.
Known worldwide as the most consistently fascinating, informative, and unique program on radio, the Jeff Rentz program can be yours to listen to anytime, anywhere, whenever you want to hear it. For pennies a day, our subscribers can download any of Jeff's thousands of programs featuring a treasury of newsmakers, researchers, eyewitnesses, and incredible subjects, all in MP3, commercial-free, crystal-clear 56-bit digital sound, and take these often unforgettable programs with them wherever they go. As a subscriber, you can also listen live at airtime, online, anywhere in the world, or browse through our archives of over 6,000 hours of legendary broadcasts. Subscribe now by taking the link at the top of Rentz.com and enrich your mind with the most unique panorama of vital information and the best independent, honest journalism in radio. Look for the Subscribe Now link on Rentz.com and give yourself the knowledge you need for these unprecedented times.